Hello, and welcome to Change Friendly Leadership, How to Transform Good Intentions into Great Performance. This award-winning, best-selling book by Dr. Roger Dean Duncan focuses on the principles and practices that are absolutely critical to successful leadership. You'll learn how to practice the specific behaviors that influence people to trust and collaborate with each other. You'll learn how to use a structured approach to implementing organizational change in a way that improves speed and boosts return on investment. You'll learn how to recognize significant personal and organizational barriers to change, and how to use proven tactics to increase readiness and decrease the time and resources required to achieve desired business results. You'll learn about a set of integrated tools to help you complete challenging change initiatives on time, on budget, and with all the human considerations intact. You'll learn how to accelerate and reinforce people's commitment to and adoption of change. And you'll learn how to enhance your organization's capacity for future change and improve the probability of implementation success. In other words, how to transform good intentions into great performance. Foreword by Stephen M. R. Covey, New York Times best-selling author of The Speed of Trust.
One of my favorite pastimes has been watching my son play on his high school basketball team. I'll never forget one very crucial game when my son's team was struggling to get ahead with very little time left on the clock. For some reason, the team just wasn't clicking the way it had been earlier in the game, even though they had their five best players on the floor. They seemed sluggish and out of energy. Sensing this, the coach called a timeout and made a change, taking out the team's 6'8" big man and subbing in a smaller 6-foot guard. At first, most of us parents and fans felt it was the wrong move. After all, our big man was our leading scorer and the crux of the team. It made us very uncomfortable to see him on the bench, where the option to pass to him underneath was gone. But soon, an amazing thing began to happen. As a result of the change, the fresh, quick guard began to draw out the defense of the other team, opening up entirely new possibilities to score. The whole nature of the game changed. The team was no longer one-dimensional. They began to click again, and they went on to win. Looking back, it was obvious that mixing things up had enabled the team to take a big step forward. This is often the case with change. Initially, it can feel wrong or unsettling because we're messing with something familiar that maybe works well enough, yet we frequently can't see far enough down the line to recognize the enormous benefit we can gain by mixing things up. This reality, combined with a robust, change-friendly approach to navigating change, provides the focus for this truly splendid book written by my good friend and colleague, Dr. Roger Dean Duncan. I am honored to have the opportunity to provide this foreword because of what I know of Roger's character and competence, of who he is, and what he can do. Roger deeply understands the change process and how difficult it is for people and organizations to manage change. This profound understanding gives him an insightful perspective into how to solve it, i.e., how to engage people's heads, hearts, and hopes. Roger has created a user-friendly implementation guide to help buffer the shockwave that often accompanies change. But most importantly, he compellingly teaches us not only how to shepherd our own way through change, but also how to engage others along the path. While there are literally dozens of reasons why I love this book, let me focus on the three reasons I find most salient and compelling. First, this book is highly relevant. It deals with what's going on everywhere we turn today. It deals with the reality that the only constant is change. In contrast to the still, calm, placid lake of yesterday, the metaphor that best describes the nature of the world today is what we might call permanent whitewater, a constant churning, shifting, changing environment which, unfortunately, we're not yet good at navigating. This is clearly evidenced by the fact that most change efforts fail to achieve their intended objectives. But Roger's approach empowers us to effectively confront the challenge of change in a whitewater world.